recommend that you listen to each selection with an openness to the idea that these towering minds share the same divinity and life force as you do, and are talking to you directly in their own unique language and art form, and that you are going to apply their wisdom to your life beginning today. When you have completed this recording, use it as a reference guide. If you need a boost in patience or mercy or kindness and meditation or forgiveness or humility and leadership or prayer or anything else covered by our ancestral masters, then listen to that contribution. Work at applying the specific recommendations. Let your life be guided by greatness. To me, this is the way to teach poetry or prose or literature. Let it come alive. Let it shimmer in your mind, and then take that inner awakening and put it to work. All of us are deeply grateful to those who make life throb to a swifter, stronger beat. These great teachers from the past have done that for me, and I encourage you to apply this language of the heart from the wisdom of the ages to your life. God bless you. Pythagoras once wrote, "Learn to be silent. Let your quiet mind listen and absorb." And during the 1600s, Blaise Pascal wrote these words, "All man's miseries derive from not being able to sit quietly in a room, alone." This is the only piece in this collection of great contributors in which I have elected to highlight two writers on the same subject. I've selected two men whose lives were separated by over two millennia, both of whom in their own times were considered to be the most knowledgeable in the rational fields of mathematics and science. Pythagoras, whose writings influenced the thought of Plato and Aristotle, was a major contributor to the development of both mathematics and Western rational philosophy. Blaise Pascal, a famous French mathematician, physicist, and religious philosopher who lived 22 centuries after Pythagoras, is considered to be one of the original scientific minds. He is responsible for inventing the syringe, the hydraulic press, and the first digital calculator. Keeping in mind the left-brain scientific leanings of these two scientists, listen again to their two quotes. Pascal, "All man's miseries derive from not being able to sit quietly in a room, alone." Pythagoras, "Learn to be silent. Let your quiet mind listen and absorb." They both speak to the importance of silence and the value of meditation in your life, whether you are an accountant or an avatar. They send us a valuable message about a way of being in life that is not popularly encouraged in our culture. This is that there is tremendous value in creating alone time in your life that is spent in silence. If you want to shed your miseries, learn to silently sit in a room alone and meditate. It has been estimated that the average person has 60,000 separate thoughts each and every day. The problem with this is that we have the same 60,000 thoughts today that we had yesterday, and we'll repeat them again tomorrow. Learning to be quiet and meditate involves figuring out a way to enter the spaces between your thoughts, or the gap, as I call it. In this silent, empty space between your thoughts, you can find a sense of total peace in a realm that is ordinarily unknowable. Here, any illusion of your separateness is shattered. Most of us have minds that race full speed day and night. Our thoughts are a hodgepodge of continuous dialogue about schedules, money worries, sexual fantasies, grocery lists, drapery problems, concerns about the children, vacation plans, and on like a merry-go-round that never stops. Those 60,000 thoughts are usually about ordinary daily activities and create a mental pattern which leaves no space for silence. This pattern reinforces our cultural belief that all gaps in conversation need to be filled quickly. For many, silence represents an embarrassment and a social defect. Therefore, we learn to jump in to fill these spaces, regardless of whether our filler has any substance or not. Silent periods in a car or at a dinner are perceived as awkward moments, and good conversationalists know how to get those spaces occupied with some kind of noise. And so it is with ourselves as well. We have no training in silence, and we see it as unwieldy and confusing. Thus, we keep the inner dialogue going just like the outer. Yet it is in that silent place where our ancient teacher Pythagoras tells us to let our quiet mind listen and absorb, that confusion will disappear and enlightened guidance will come to us. But meditation also affects the quality of our non-silent activities.